Proclamation number 5893 of 3rd of March, 1954. Incomprehensible gift of grace. Countergift, love. Do you know what it means that you are able to hear me myself? That you, as a human being, can develop the ability within yourselves to hear my direct address, to hear my word which my greater than great love speaks to you. Do you know that this proves a connection between me and you, and that this state is already a state of light and strength which can now be enfolded into infinity? The fact that there is a creator will seldom be able to be denied or doubted by a human being. But that this creator from eternity addresses you, his creations, although they are still in a state of imperfection. And that it is even given in the will of his creations to hear him, that will only be believed by few people or even held as a firm conviction, for only very few unfold the ability in themselves and make the test by listening, by asking in thought, and now also believingly expecting an answer. And I will answer them because they themselves give me the opportunity through their faith, for I cannot address you humans without such faith for the sake of your freedom of faith and will. This knowledge would have to crush you humans, it would have to make you pass away with joy and happiness if you could fully appreciate what it means to be in such intimate contact with the Creator of all infinity that you are able to hear his word. To be addressed as his child, to receive loving father words from him, to receive comfort and advice, to be guided and admonished by his address, and only ever need to open your heart and ear in order to receive his words of love. It is a gift of grace which will remain incomprehensible to you forever and can only be explained by my greater than great love. But does such a gift not oblige you? Can you accept it without the feeling of gratitude and the will to offer me a gift as well? Everything comes forth from me, and yet I also demand something from you in return. Your love. I only ever solicit your love, and if you give it to me, then I will have achieved what I want through my address. For to possess your love is my bliss, the gift you should give me if you want to offer me a gift in return. And you will learn to love me if you listen attentively to my words, if you let me be present in you through your will, if you become aware of what you actually are and now grasp the significance of my address. Then love will flare up in you, and you will be powerfully drawn to me. Your longing is for me in a spiritual kingdom, and it will come true. You will return home to the Father's house, for then I will have regained my children and will never ever lose them again. Amen.